it pays to have your mind on the Lord. It really, really does.
Yes, it does.
Have a prayerful heart, you know, to be in contact with God. He can show you things, open up His Word to you. And I was going along these lines in my mind. I got up and went in my study and just began to type it all out, what He gave me. So in Psalm 17:1, a prayer of David. How many knows David cried a whole lot to God and prayed to Him? Trouble a whole lot of times and had many enemies, and he knew how to pray to get a hold of the Lord. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my what? My cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. In other words, Lord, what I'm saying to you in this prayer, I'm not pretending. I'm honest, God, and I mean it with all of my whole heart. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, by your word, O God, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. How many knows who the destroyer is in this world? He is your adversary, the devil, the great tempter. He's the master of deceit that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. David goes on in verse 5. He said, hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. What he's saying to God, he said, God, I can't do this on my own. I cannot have victory on my own. I need you to help me, give me strength, and give me your grace. He said, hold me up in, hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. What are you saying, Psalmist David? Lord, I know that there are things that I must do myself to keep me and to keep this good salvation. But I need your help. How many can say tonight, I need God's help? I need His touch. I need Him to make a way for me and hold me. Oh, Lord, let's go on. Lord, I know I need your help. I need your guidance. Keep me.
Keep me, Lord.
Keep me as the apple of thine eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings from the wicked that oppress me. From my deadly enemies who can pass me about. Oh, Lord, would you cover me? Cover me in the blood. Oh, God, I've got many enemies all around me. The world and all of its influence. There's many temptations and trials. And I want you to keep me as the apple of your eye. You may be seated. Oh, God. I titled this, Brother Jason, I titled it, Lord, I want you to keep me. Keep me, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Do you know what the apple of the eye is? This is probably a teaching message more than it'd be a preaching. The apple of the eye, what it means in this verse. The eye in your head is the pupil. The eye is the pupil. It's the main part of the eye that sees and beholds.
Bless him, Lord.
It's something that is precious, valuable, and cherished. If I walk up to you with my fingers and come towards your face and towards your eyes, you know what you would do? You would put up your arm, you would put up your hand to protect the pupil of your eye, the apple of your eye. What is David is saying here? It's something precious and cherished. It's protected and guarded with the utmost care. It is used to describe God's love and His care for His people who have a special relationship with Him.
Amen.
Woo! If you put Him first, if you really love Him, and if you endeavor to serve Him, He will preserve you. He'll keep you if you want to be kept. And you raise your hand and say, God, keep me. Oh, Lord, from a raging enemy all around me. Put a hedge around me, God.
Put a hedge around me, God.
Holy God.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, Lord, when the Lord went looking for a man that would fulfill and do His will, what was it? God said, He said, I have found David, a man after my own heart.
Yes.
Is that what the Lord is looking for in us?
Yeah.
How many's got a heart to serve him?
Yeah.
Yes.
A heart to love him.
Oh,
yes. Thank you, Lord, to serve and put him first. What David was saying in this prayer, keep me, O God, in your will.
Keep me, O God.
In your will.
Yeah.
I love that song, Sister Robin, you sing. Keep me, Lord, in your will.
Keep me in your will.
And don't let my feet slip. Oh, God, there's a lot of people slipping.
You're right.
I don't want to fail you, Lord. And I don't want to fall.
I don't want to fail.
Holy God. I don't want to lose this precious anointing.
That's right.
Tell us, David. I got something God anointed me with a long time ago, that fresh oil, the oil of His Spirit. I don't want to lose it. He put it in my life. He's enabled me to sing His praises, Sister Robin. Oh, Lord, and to write songs to encourage people all down through the ages.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to lose that.
Right.
I don't want to slip an inch
right.
from God.
Right.
Come on, raise your little hand and say, Lord, I don't want to slip in this hour. I don't want to get discouraged. Oh, Lord, and lay aside my armor. Hallelujah. This thing's worth fighting for and pressing for. Hallelujah. How many could say, I'm going to hold on to what God gave me, hold on to His presence, and not let it go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Keep me up.
You're right.
Oh, God, I never want to lose your spirit.
No, I don't.
And never do anything, Lord, to forfeit your blessings in my life.
You're right.
You know, we need to guard everything that we do.
Yeah.
Trust.
Make sure that God is all right with what we do.
Yeah.
Where we go, how we live.
That's right.
Lead me, Lord, and show me. Show me your way and guide me in a plain path.
Yes.
Make your way known to me, God.
Yeah.
Deliver me from things that I cannot see. Huh?
Yeah.
Deliver me, God, from things that I cannot see. It is bad.
Yeah.
Holy Lord.
Bless.
That would lead me astray.
Yeah.
You know, little things. The Bible said the little foxes destroy the vines.
Little fox.
Oh, God. You know what it was saying there? If you'll read in the commentary, little foxes, when they're little, they're little. It's not the big mother fox. It's not the daddy fox. It's not the big ones. It's the little ones. When they had vineyards back in the Bible days, they would take big briar bushes and bushes and stuff and make a hedge around their vines and build up even stone walls. The little foxes, when they're little, they would teeth. It was their gums and their teeth. They would have to have something to gnaw on.
Yeah.
So the little foxes would go around the wall where those bushes were put to keep them out. And they would find a little hole, just a little hole enough to sneak inside, squeeze through that little hole. And they would go over to the vines. And they would gnaw on the vines.
Yes.
How many's ever had the devil to gnaw on you?
Amen.
It's the little things that perplexes us.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's the little things that tempt us.
Right.
It's the little things and the little aggravations.
Right.
The little things just eat on you.
Yeah.
And that Bible says the little foxes spoil the vines.
Right.
And that's the reason a lot of people can't get any closer to God. They let the little things draw them away from God.
Right.
Yes. Raise your hand and say, Lord, I want to stay.
Yes.
Oh, God, keep me. Tell the Lord, keep me, God. Help me guard myself. I feel the Lord in the house. I want Him to keep me. But I've got my part, Brother Charlie, to do. I've got to be on guard. Come on, my adversary, the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. The Bible said to watch and be sober. Lord God Almighty, if we ever needed to watch and be on guard and say, devil, God has touched me and I ain't going to let loose of what He's gave me. Oh, Lord, I feel His Spirit. He gave me joy a long time ago. He put a praise in my heart, Brother Charlie. He gave me his good salvation. I got victory. He's lifted up my head above my enemies. He brought me out of a horrible pit and out of a miry clay. He showed me the best way to live. I'm glad I'm a walking with him. And Lord, I'm a serving him. And I ain't letting any boxes or little demon powers gonna pull me away from God.
Yes. You're right.
Oh God.
I told you this is a teaching message. I mean, it's listening to me.
Bless you, Lord.
Did you know that the decisions God gave me this, Brother Jason?
Yes.
The decisions and the choices that you make today.
Yeah.
Will affect what you will turn out to be tomorrow.
Yeah.
They will affect.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let me make the right decisions.
Yes.
Let me make the right choices.
Amen.
Holy God, let me go in the right direction.
Yeah.
Right. Lead me away from the paths of sin, oh God. Yeah. Holy.
Yes, it be God.
The things you do and believe right now.
Yeah.
Will determine the condition you'll be in later,
yeah.
Whether good or bad.
That's right.
If you believe right, Brother Jason, as he said a while ago, a lot of this world don't even know.
Right.
I feel sorry for the preachers that'll stand before God on the judgment day,
yeah,
that did not preach the holy word of God,
right,
and preach truth to the people. The whether they live like they live, dress like they dress, and do the worldly entertainments. Oh God in heaven, we need the truth tonight.
Yeah.
Come on, say, Lord, keep me. Help me to do my part to keep me too.
Yes.
If you believe right, you can do right.
Yeah.
It's knowledge. Knowledge is power. Woo! Hey, God.
Bless you, Lord.
You see, what we are today, and where we are today, is a result of what we believed and what we did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
How come people ain't got more power than what they got?
Have your way, Lord. You're right.
Yeah. How is it people don't have the victory, as much victory as they need?
Thank you, Lord.
Holy God, oh. Holy God, holy. What'd you do today? What'd you do yesterday? What have you done all week this week? Have you sought the Lord? Have you sought His face and prayed and got in His Word to read your Bible?
Come on now.
Holy God, you are the result of what you believe and what you're doing. Oh God, we need to be very careful.
Right.
What we believe, what we do, and what we allow.
Yeah.
Amen.
My Lord in heaven.
Bless you, Lord.
Be careful what you allow.
Yeah.
We know that God forgives. We know that. But what is so sad, listen to me, what is so sad is that many, many people cannot go back and undo the damage of their sins and failures. We know God forgives.
Yeah.
Come on.
They chose their own path.
That's right.
They followed their own will without praying about it and without asking God's advice and God's blessing. Is this all right, Lord?
Have your way, Lord.
Is this all right, God? Are you pleased with what I'm doing and what I'm allowing?
Come on, brother.
Keep me, Lord. Come on, everybody in this house. Keep me, God. I want to be kept because it's the apple of your eye.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I want to keep the presence of God. I want to be in your will. Jesus, oh God. Somebody wants the love of God to keep you and the joy of the Lord to be your strength.
Thank you, Lord.
And people never inquired of the Lord. Never sought His face, and as a result, many battles in their life have been lost. Even though there is forgiveness and mercy, yet many people, and I can tell you a bunch of them I know, many people would like to pick up all the broken pieces and start their life over. For now, they would have had peace instead of turmoil. They would have God's blessings in place of reaping the curses of sin. Believe me, I've seen good people miss it.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
I've seen good people pulled out of the house of God.
Yeah.
Pulled away from the Lord. Hey, Lord, I got out of this wheel.
Hallelujah.
I've seen them end up in a mess. I've seen whole families deceived by the devil, pulled out and away from God and away from holiness. Oh, Lord, let's raise our hand right now and say, Lord, open my eyes, oh God, and reveal your ways to me. Lead me in a plain path. Hold up my goings and my paths, oh God, that my feet never slip. I want to cling unto the Lord and hold on to his blessing, Jesus. He's been good to me. How many can say God's been good to me? Hey, Lord, what he brought me out of and what he's keeping me from. I tell you, one woman many, many years ago, she said, God will keep you if you want to be kept. Hallelujah,
yeah.
I want to be kept tonight.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
The word keep is a powerful word. It's one of the most important words in all of Scripture. Keep, 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 keep. God will keep you.
Yes, he will.
Look your Bible through, and you will not find a more beautiful word that carries such a sweet sense of security. When you're secure in God and you have peace.
Yeah.
Holy Lord, holy Lord. I don't have to be afraid of evil tidings.
Right.
And bad news. Somebody's keeping me.
Yeah.
Holy Lord, how many knows God's keeping you tonight?
Amen.
Holy Lord. Oh, God. Where would we have been today had Adam kept the Garden of Eden?
Yes.
And kept himself away from the fruit of the forbidden tree of knowledge, like God had warned him.
You're right.
Where would all of us be today?
Where would we be?
We wouldn't have no devil on our shoulder. We wouldn't have to fight against sin, sorrows, and pain. No, we wouldn't. Listen, it is certain that nothing that you ever give God in obedience, it'll never be lost.
Right.
How many's giving yourself to the Lord?
Yes.
Holy God. It is forever safe. Has God got the power to keep us, creature?
Yes.
Yes, he does. And will he? Yes. Jesus prayed to his Father for his disciples in St. John 17. And he prayed for all of us who would follow them and listen to them.
Yes.
Those thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost.
Amen.
That's right.
Woo! Praise God. The Apostle Paul said that God will keep that which we committed unto him until that day that he calls us home. How long will he keep us? I've been serving him for 51 long years. I'm still kept by the power of God through faith. I believe in him. I got faith in him. My hope is in him. Raise your little hand. He's brought me a mighty long way. Woo! My faith has brought me a mighty long way. I've had mountains. I went through valleys. I've had desert places so hot and dry. But he is kept me. Raise your hand and worship him tonight. Through it all, Brother Jason, through it all, God is still keeping me.
Yeah.
Woo. Hallelujah. Hold on to him. Cling unto him. Hallelujah. He'll never, never fail you.
Amen.
Cling to him, Lord. Help us, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. And you all say tonight, I type and I write like I'm preaching. Can you all say tonight, I thank my God that I'm here safe in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
And I'm not outside those doors away from God. Raise your hand.
Thank you.
Holy Lord, who brought you here? Who put it in your heart to walk through those doors? Brother Jason, I feel him. Oh, sweet Jesus. That little baby's so good to me. Raise him up to preach, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. Ain't God good tonight?
Yes.
He's worthy of our praise.
Glory to God.
Oh, God. Look at the word key. That's what I'm focusing on. It is amazing in its power. It's powerful. It's full of meaning and purpose. If you have something, listen, that you really, really love, and you hold it dear and you cherish it, you'll hold on to it and never let it go. If you've got something that is precious to you, and it's real and genuine, and it's good, you'll never compromise it.
Right.
But you will protect it.
Yeah.
Ain't you glad, church, that God is still blessing you and He's preserving your life and your soul every day that you live?
Amen.
He's a present help in the time of trouble.
Yes.
Oh, the hope in this little four-letter word. It carries such an eternal weight of glory. God has been faithful to keep you in the past. He's a blessing and He's keeping you in the present. And oh, what He's preserving you for your future. Heaven is right around the corner. And He's on your way to heaven. And Jesus came tonight, Brother Jason. And that old prophet began to sound. Hallelujah. The Lord began to shout. And we be called out and I meet Him in the air. Heaven will be our home forever and ever. Never ever be with the Lord. I believe I'm going to keep that. I said I believe I'm going to keep what He gave me.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
Keep what He shows you. Hold on to it.
That's right.
Hold on, children. God keeps. Well, what do we keep? How do we keep?
Yeah.
Listen now. The word keep in all of its forms is used over 400 times in your Bible. That is more, Brother George, than once for every day of the year. It deals with God keeping His promises.
Wow.
To us.
He will.
Yeah.
It also deals with us keeping God's a word and commandments and obeying. It takes us staying in His will and in His favor. The word keep in definition means to hold on to and not let go.
Hold on.
To retain in one's power and possession.
Yes.
Not to lose or part with. Woo! To guard it and protect it.
Yes.
To continue on and maintain in that good way. Listen, the Bible word keep is never passive. It's never passive.
You're right.
It's not weak, but it is an action word.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. It is filled with determination and desire.
Bless Him, Lord.
It is willing to fight.
Yes.
If I have to fight, I'll fight the devil.
Yeah.
Woo! I'll fight through these afflictions.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
All I'm willing. Oh, God. It's an action word. To keep will see the beauty and the importance of something worth holding on to and is not willing to ever part with it.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
All through the Bible, God is saying, if you'll keep me, I will keep you.
Yeah.
I'll keep you from the dangers.
Yeah.
I'll keep you from the pitfalls. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, help me. The devil's a digging a lot of pitfalls. He's a laying a lot of snares. He's a liar and the father of it. He's the chief adversary. He's a deceiver. How many people's are walking the streets deceived by the devil, bound in sin? But oh Lord, I heard the word
one night, and a preacher preaching about Jesus and the old rugged cross, and the blood came dripping down from the veins of Emmanuel. Hallelujah. And I made my way to an altar, and Jesus washed me. Raise your hand, he forgave me.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Woo! Brother George, I ain't what I used to be. I don't go where I used to go. I don't look the same, because Jesus made a new preacher out of me. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Lord. God will make you new. Hallelujah. He'll fill you with his love and power.
I ain't what I used to be.
Glory.
That's right.
Thank God, thank God. I've learned now after 51 years how to put up my dukes. God gave this to me, devil, and I will not. If I have to fight you all day long, I'll not let you bind me, discourage me, get me dismayed, and run me in a cave.
Right.
I ain't going to do it.
Right.
Come on. Look back, everybody in this house, look back where God has brought you from and what he has showed you, the many things he showed you in your times past. How he brought you in those times, you know, when we're really, really going through it, we have to walk by faith. It's a struggle. Mm-hmm. We're being fought. We be fought mentally. We be fought spiritually, fighting battles in our body. But how many can look back in times in your life when you thought that at that time, Lord, I'll never get through this. I'll never get through this valley.
Come on.
I'll never be able to make it. How many sit here tonight?
Yes. Glory.
And you can say, God's brought me.
Yes.
He brought me out. And he's brought me through.
Yeah.
And he's brought me across. Praise be to Jesus. Just wave your hand to him. I am what I am by the grace of God, and I am where I am by the grace of God. You know how that I can hold this microphone and preach and teach to you tonight? It's because that I learned by trial and error. I learned by experience. I've had battles. There have been times I faltered and failed in the battle, but oh Lord, I learned to get back up and get my armor back on and say, Lord, forgive me. Raise your hand, forgive me, Lord. Hey, hallelujah. Woo. I've learned a lesson through all of those times. Even when I've been defeated, I've learned by it.
Yes.
God wants us to learn by these things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God.
You're right.
Man, I hope this is all right for you all.
Bless you, Lord.
Listen, children. These wonderful scriptures that David penned. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel.
Thank you, Lord.
And afterward receive me to glory. David's just saying, dear Lord, I cannot have and keep the victory and make it to heaven unless you give me counsel.
Yes.
Right.
And teach me, Lord.
Amen.
I feel him here tonight.
Glory.
Psalms 48 and 14, for this God is our God forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
He will be our God even unto death.
Yeah.
Psalms 43 and 10, teach me to do thy will. How many wants the Lord to teach you to do his will?
Come on.
For thou art my God, thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. This lets me know, Brother Jason, there is a start, Sister Robin, and there is a finish in this thing.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't start out to lose.
No.
I started out to go all the way.
Yes.
From the time that you started, listen, until this present time, until you leave this world, you need the Lord to lead you, guide you, and show you the way. He'll keep you till you get to your eternal home in heaven.
Yeah.
If you'll continue to pray, Be faithful to church and read your Bible every day. Raise your hand and say, God, I need to fall in love with the Word of God. The Bible is a living Word. It is a manna from heaven. It is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The entrance of thy Word, hallelujah, giveth light to the soul. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to his word. Read your Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's right.
I'll say this. You have to take time, quality time, to spend with the Lord. You cannot rush it.
You're right.
If you get up of a morning and you got thus stuff to do, chores to do, places to go, a job to go to, and everything, you need to spend time with the Lord. And the hardest thing, listen, is getting the mind quiet. Because the mind has got about 100 irons in the fire.
Yeah.
It's got all things. You got to do this. You got to call that one. You got to go here. You got to do this. You don't have time. The Bible stays closed. And we wonder why we don't have victory. We get upset. We get tore all to pieces. We're just in pieces.
Yeah.
If you'll take time, I promise. I promise and hold my hand. If you'll take time and spend time with the Lord and open your Bible and read it and soak it into your spirit, the Spirit of God that inspired that word to be written, He'll begin to talk to you.
Yeah.
It will. Spirit of God.
He'll begin to show you things.
Yes.
The hand of Jesus will reach right through the Word of God. It'll touch you.
Yeah.
It'll strengthen you.
Yes, sir.
It'll hold you when everybody else is losing it, when they're going down, their feet are slipping, there's something to hold you.
Yeah.
Because you hid His Word down in your heart. Raise your hand and praise Him in the house.
Yes.
Oh God, take time. Yeah. Spend time with the Lord. Spend it with the Lord. Be faithful to church. Don't stay home.
Right.
Yeah.
We can have victory, Brother Jason.
You're right, Brother Tom. You're telling it right. Oh, God. Oh, God.
You must keep. Listen. God wants you blessed and kept from evil. But we must most assuredly have our part to play in the matter. You see, God cannot keep if we don't keep. There are some things that we must do.
Yeah.
Proverbs 4:20, my son, attend to my words. Give your whole undivided attention to my word. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes and keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them.
Yes.
And health to all their flesh.
Amen.
He ends it by saying, keep thy heart with all diligence. That means constant, careful effort. Keep your heart. For out of it are the issues of life.
Yeah.
Keep your heart.
Let me wind this down here tonight. Listen to me real close. Paradise Lost. You never miss the water till the well runs dry. You know that? How many is empty and barren in our world that used to be in church?
Yeah.
It is interesting to note that God put the very first man, Adam, who was innocent, he was blameless, into a most beautiful, gorgeous garden of paradise.
Yes.
And he said, Adam, put your name in there. Adam, keep it.
Yeah.
Keep it.
Listen. With only one stipulation, just one commandment to observe, just one tree not to eat of. Adam, keep the garden.
Yeah.
Keep the garden.
Why did the Lord tell him that? Because there was someone else lurking in that garden. A malevolent evil, seducing, lying, deceiving devil that would seek to take it all away from him. If you don't stay alert and on guard, the serpent will seek to take your paradise away from you. I'm preaching tonight and teaching on keep. The question is, how can you lose something that you're inside of?
Yeah.
You got many people tonight, or whenever their church nights and church days are, you've got them comes and fills the pews. They've lost things.
Yeah. You're right.
They've lost precious things out of their life.
Yeah.
They don't have it like they used to. Come on.
You're right.
Adam and Eve were right in the midst of paradise. It was all around them.
Yes.
They had God's spirit and presence to walk with them and bless them. Yet they lost it all.
Lost it all.
Some preachers, Brother George, they'll preach. And some churches will tell you that you can't lose it once you're saved. You have eternal security. It's a lie from the pit of hell.
That's
right.
You can't lose it.
You're right.
Read the story. Just one bite into the forbidden fruit and breaking God's commandment. They lost their health.
Yeah.
Lost their happiness.
Yes.
Lost one of the members of their sons. Lost eternal life in paradise.
Yeah, they did.
They lost their innocence. And when it happened, they entered the age of conscience ridden with guilt inside.
You're right.
God was the peace inside their hearts. Now they live in turmoil. Their sin eat them alive. And they both died and went to the grave begging and broken because they did not take God serious. They did not keep what God had given them.
Right.
Raise your hand in the house and say, God, you've given me precious things. Brother Jason, the Bible said, buy the truth and sell it not. I've got something God gave me, boys, and it's real. You got a Jesus tarries, you got a long life and ahead of you. Hallelujah, hold on to the Lord. I tell you, put your arms around the cross and hold on to Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. I feel a seriousness right here as I close. There are some things that we must address in our life to make our calling and election sure.
You're right.
Where do you stand with God tonight? Have you all got victory? Have I got victory? I preach to myself. Have you got what you had years ago, months ago? Are you still in the straight and narrow? Have you got the joy of the Lord? Do you have victory? You still got the zeal and the desire in you? Have you got a desire, really got a desire for God? You still have it? Listen, we cannot afford to slip. We cannot afford to neglect. God told His Old Testament people in Israel, in the Old Testament, see, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways, and
yes,
to keep His commandments,
yes,
and His statutes and judgments. Listen, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life.
Yes.
That both thou and thy seed may live. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, that thou mayest obey His voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto Him. For He's thy life and the length of thy days. Sister Kathy wants to come to the piano. That thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware to thy fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give them. All right. God made His people promises back then. He's not changed.
Right.
Sister Robin, He's made us glorious promises.
Amen.
He's given us exceeding great and precious promises today, that by these you might be partakers of His divine nature. How many wants God's nature?
Amen.
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world, God is a saying, I will bless you and I will keep you.
Yeah.
If you will keep me. Would you stand here tonight? Everybody that's able to stand. The word keep is powerful. Let me give you about four more. Five. Deuteronomy 23:9, keep thee from every wicked thing.
Every wicked thing.
Proverbs 19:16, he that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul. 1 John 5:21, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Don't let anything come between you and God that will draw your heart away from him. 1 John 5:18, he that is begotten, born of God, keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. As I end this message tonight, I want you to think back to where you started.
Come on.
And look where you are today. Look where you are right now.
Yes.
Viewing the direction that you're going in right now.
Right now.
Where will you end?
Where will you end?
Will you end good?
Well.
Will you have, still have what God gave you?
Yeah. Okay.
Will it be well with your soul? How will you finish?
Yes.
It's so good to know that you have God and you have peace down in your heart. Holy God.
Yeah.
Woo! What a comfort and a consolation to have the Lord on your side.
Yeah.
And to have his presence in your life all the way to the very end. One more before we pray. Jude 1:21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
Yeah.
Keep yourself in the love of God. How many wants to keep loving the Lord?
Yeah.
Allie, let's find a place to pray. Oh, sweet God.
Lord, I want to keep loving you, God.
Keep me, Lord. Keep me, spirit, soul, mind, and body.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell him tonight, God, I need you to keep me.
God, I pray.
Holy, 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 holy.
My God, you kept me this far.
Oh,
the rest of my Lord, it may not be wrong.
Grace
has Lord,
Yes, Lord. Now I see.
Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God, you're the healer.
God, you're the healer.
God, you're the healer.